Hi, everyone. My name is Sarah, and I'm here today to share my experience of dedicating time to jogging alongside my neighbors within our local residential vicinity. It's been quite a transformative journey for all of us. When I first began lacing up my trainers, people often speculated about my reasons. Because I used to be quite competitive, my friends assumed I started running to lose weight quickly, or perhaps train for an ambitious marathon. Actually, it was to improve my mental health after an incredibly stressful period at work. I just needed a physical outlet to clear my head. I soon realized I wanted some company to keep me accountable. I initially spent hours searching an online fitness forum, and I even asked around at the local gym for potential running buddies. But surprisingly, it was pinning a simple handmade flyer to a local notice board that finally caught the attention of several people living right on my street. Organizing our schedule was the next big hurdle. Many dedicated athletes swear by an early morning workout, but that was just too hard for the parents in our group, and a midday lunch break wasn't possible for the office workers. So we eventually settled on the late evening as our designated slot, when everyone was finally back from their daily commitments. Starting out together was quite tough. I honestly thought that grasping proper breathing techniques would be the hardest part, or maybe just finding the sheer motivation to step outside. However, mastering the correct pacing was actually our biggest struggle. We kept sprinting off too fast and then completely exhausting ourselves before we had even covered a single mile. When it comes to equipment, beginners often get distracted. You might think buying a high-tech smartwatch or carrying a specialized water bottle is essential for a good workout. But since our chosen schedule means we are frequently exercising in the dark, wearing a reflective vest is absolutely mandatory for our personal safety. I literally won't let anyone join the pack without one. Choosing the right environment took some trial and error. We initially tried navigating the large city park, and we also briefly considered following the scenic river path, but it turned out to be terribly muddy. Ultimately, we prefer to stick to the quiet streets right here in our neighborhood, simply because they provide a highly illuminated and perfectly flat surface. Of course, the outdoor environment throws up some challenges. We don't really mind getting soaked in heavy rain, and the high heat of summer is physically draining, but manageable. But dealing with icy pavements during the harsh winter months is what we genuinely fear the most, as slipping and twisting an ankle is a very real danger for runners. To maintain our momentum, we made sure to cultivate a social element. We briefly considered paying for a group yoga session to stretch our muscles together, but instead, we decided to host a weekly coffee morning at someone's house. It gives us a wonderful chance to sit down and catch up properly, outside of our workout gear. The physical transformations within the group have been amazing to witness. Yet, if you ask me, the biggest unexpected reward hasn't been significant weight loss or an increase in cardiovascular stamina. It's the incredible community spirit we've built together. Before this, I barely even knew the people living next door to me. Looking ahead to the future, we want to challenge ourselves further. A few enthusiastic members want to attempt a daunting half marathon, and others playfully suggested entering a muddy obstacle course. But we have officially decided to enter a local fun run taking place next month, hoping to raise a good amount of money for a children's charity. Thank you for letting me share my story.